A visit by a famous Swift has sent Portland, Oregon into a frenzy. We're not talking about Taylor Swift, but the Vox's Swift. It's a tiny bird. Some people call it a cigar with wings. Every fall, these little birds make a big trip. They fly from their summer breeding grounds in the Pacific Northwest down to their winter home in Central and South America. Along the way, many of them roost in chimneys, and thousands of people gather to watch. From Portland, Dina Pritchett reports on Swift Watch 2024.
It is hard to overstate how delightful the scene is at Chapman Elementary School. There are about 1,500 people on blankets and lawn chairs sharing takeout and potluck picnics. Kids are sliding down the hill on sheets of cardboard, and everyone's here for the same reason, including Mike Dinsdale.
To see thousands, multiple thousands of birds funnel into a chimney? Are you kidding me? What more do you need?
It's just like the weirdest Portland thing ever. And I love the community and all the group that comes out.
Cheryl Klein is one of five people we came across celebrating a birthday tonight. But really, everyone seems to be having a party. For lack of a better term, the vibes here are great. People are running into friends, sharing pizza with strangers. As 9-year-old Bella Rosenthal puts it,
it just feels very cool and weird at the same time.
About an hour before sunset, the birds start to appear and then coalesce in a swirling flock called a murmuration. Historically, these birds would roost in hollow trees, but they've developed a preference for brick and stone chimneys.
The thing about chimneys is they soak up the heat of the day.
Larry Switters is a retired science teacher in Washington State. He runs a website called Vox Happening, where bird groups and citizen scientists report swift counts from chimneys up and down the West Coast. Altogether, it's tens of thousands of birds roosting at about a dozen major sites.
The swifts are not good at insulating themselves, so they press themselves against the bricks that are releasing heat.
During the summer, the swifts sleep in their own nests. But during the fall migration, they form flocks of thousands and huddle up in chimneys to share body heat. Joe Liebezeit is the Assistant Conservation Director at Bird Alliance of Oregon. He says these big groups stop at each spot for a couple nights, spending their days filling up on bugs.
They're gathering energy, they're gathering fat stores on their body because they have to migrate hundreds of miles to the next stopover point.
Like a lot of urban nature, it's not always a seamless relationship. Some of the old smokestacks have been torn down because of development. Sometimes people don't want to deal with the bird's poop. But Liebezeit says that human-animal dance is what makes it so special.
It's a great connection between people all gathered together on a lawn and then this flock of birds that are all kind of in synchronicity flying in a murmuration and in a tornado going down into the chimney.
At Portland's Chapman Elementary School, you can see the connection. On this particular night, there's a juvenile Cooper's hawk perching on the chimney, trying to pick off a few swifts as they funnel in. And the crowd is not on Team Hawk. As the sun sets, the cloud of a couple thousand Vox's swifts circles closer and closer to the chimney. And then, in what seems like a magic trick, they all funnel inside. It's what everyone's been waiting for. The last of the birds disappear into the chimney, and it's hard to imagine a better way to spend a September night. For NPR News, I'm Dina Pritchett in Portland, Oregon.